This is a WAMC Sports Update. I'm Patrick Garrett. Advantage, Penguins. With 3 minutes and 17 seconds left in regulation, Pittsburgh beat Nashville 5-3 in Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Final. Game 2 is Wednesday night in Pittsburgh. An enraged Bryce Harper charged the mound, fired his helmet, and traded punches to the head with San Francisco reliever Hunter Strickland after getting hit by a fastball, setting off a wild brawl during the Washington Nationals' 3-0 win over the Giants. Both players were ejected. Meanwhile, Boston Red Sox lefty David Price had an uneven season debut, and the Chicago White Sox rallied past Boston 5-4. The Mets beat Milwaukee 4-2, and the Orioles beat the Yankees 3-2. Tiger Woods says he takes full responsibility for his arrest on a DUI charge in Florida, but that prescription drugs, not alcohol, caused the issue. Woods spent nearly 4 hours in the Palm Beach County Jail after being arrested early Monday on suspicion of DUI. The 14-time major champion says in a statement that alcohol wasn't involved. Woods says he didn't realize the mix of medications affected him that strongly. The French Open is underway. Both Rafael Nadal and Novak Djokovic have advanced to the second round. A tweet has cost a veteran sports writer his job at the Denver Post. Terry Frey posted on Twitter that he was, quote, uncomfortable with a Japanese driver winning the Indianapolis 500 during Memorial Day weekend. Takuma Sato on Sunday became the first Japanese driver to win the race. Frey sent a follow-up tweet apologizing to Sato and the paper, saying he, quote, fouled up. Award-winning sports writer and commentator Frank DeFord has died. He was 78. His family says he died Sunday in Key West, Florida. DeFord was a 6-time Sports Writer of the Year and a member of the National Association of Sportscasters and Sports Writers Hall of Fame. He wrote with a lyrical elegance that was best known for his work at Sports Illustrated and on NPR. He retired this month from NPR's Morning Edition after 37 years as a contributor. He was the first sports writer awarded the National Humanities Medal. In 2013, President Barack Obama honored him for, quote, transforming how we think about sports. In the NCAA Men's Lacrosse Championship in Foxborough, Massachusetts, top-seeded Maryland beat Ohio State 9-6, ending a 42-year title drought for the Terrapins. For more sports scores and stories, visit WAMC.org.